can't believe it.
That Gerald is presenting the quarterly budget report with finger puppets?
Look, here comes a 1.7% decrease in fixed overhead. Hello, everybody.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Who are you? The projected increase in organic Q3 revenue. Hooray!
Believe it, Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
It's mail for the kitty. Oh, Sprinkles, come here. You've got a delivery. Meowbox.com is a subscription crate service that is designed for our kitty friends in mind. Meowbox.com offers a selection of hand-picked tasty treats and new good foods and some fun little toys for them to enjoy. Meowbox.com donates a can of food to local animal and rescue shelters on your behalf when you sign up. A variety of different subscription options can be found at Meowbox.com, and don't forget to use promo code GEEK10 to get 10% off your first subscription. Isn't that great, Sprinkles? Mail that comes to the door, and it's just for you. Meowbox.com is a proud sponsor of ThisWeekInGeek.net. Hey guys, what's going on? You are listening to the Nerd News Network, and I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd. Today is Saturday, June 20th, 2015.
Johnny got a toy golf set when he was three, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good. And so was hanging out with his grandson.
15, free RPG day. So hopefully you've had a chance to go down to your local retailer and experience some of this cool stuff. Like, there's a lot of cool giveaways today. And hopefully your local comic book shop or local bookstore has chosen to participate today. So let me know if you got anything cool today or if you have anything extra to share. Would really like to get one of those free RPG Day dice, actually. But you might be wondering, why is the show on Saturday today? Well, actually, I had an internet outage for a chunk of Friday and a chunk of today, actually. For those of you that don't know, I'm on Rogers Internet up here in Canada, which is typically 9 times out of 10 super reliable. So when my network and internet decided to take a derp, I'm like, okay, WTF. And through fiddling and basically dropping the nuke on the router, things seem to be working now. I actually went into the modem as well, because I have one of those router slash modem things, and disabled the router function because it was totally screwing up my NAT. So now, finally, on Xbox One, I have an open NAT connection. And that's, for those of you that don't know, that's kind of a big deal. It means I can actually get a really, really good connection for games. So it should make playing Call of Duty Zombies in theory 10 times easier. Because I was actually trying to play that the other night, and I couldn't get into my friend's game because it's like, you're not joinable. Ha ha, asshole. But anyway. So, what are we going to be talking about today? Well, I'm going to touch on a couple of video game stories. Not so many, because me, Jamie, and Scotty did talk about E3 this past week. So if you want to check those out, that'll be available. There should be a new botched role at some point tomorrow. We're also going to have a new Mayhem Mics next week. I'm going to get in touch with Blanchard, and we'll get that done, talking about Money in the Bank and the fallout from Raw and SmackDown afterwards. And we should have a topic show towards the end of the month. I'm hoping to go on probably the 29th or the 30th. We're going to be talking about The Simpsons this month. Man, this month has just really, really caught up to me. So we'll be talking about that. All right, so in today's show, we're going to be talking about breaking some Kickstarter records, which is actually kind of awesome. We're also going to be talking about a very big special edition that recently just got canceled, despite the fact that it was due to ship on Tuesday. We're going to talk about how the Earth is in trouble yet again. A Ghostbuster is saying, you know what? And finally, who knew that North Korea was going to save all of us? Okay, so this past week, E3 happened, kind of a huge deal, which is the Electronic Entertainment Expo in Los Angeles. And every year I try and go, and every year something comes up. This year, walking sucks, so wheelchair's not exactly a cool thing for the show floor. But I watch a lot of the press conferences on Twitch or YouTube from the safety and comfort of mine own home. So, one of the cool things that came out of the Sony press conference is finally, they're going to be completing Shenmue 3. The trilogy shall be complete. The story of Ryo and his stupid forklift will be completed. But only if you help make it happen. Well, in a little over 9 hours, this Kickstarter had reached $1 million. Not even the end of the day, this thing reached its goal of $2 million. Currently, as of this recording, let me refresh the page. It is sitting at... Refreshing is exciting, isn't it? Currently, $3.4 million with 27 days to go and 43,000 backers. Some of the stretch goals have been reached. You get Shenmue 1 and 2, cinematic shorts. It's going to be in German, French, Spanish, Italian. You get the rapport system. If it reaches 3.5, you get the skill tree. And so on and so forth. Basically, the next big goal is $5 million. Now, some people are talking about this, thinking, all right, that's awesome. Yay, crowdfunding. Fucking A. Me being one of them. I actually think this is really awesome, the fact that it's being kickstarted and the fact that people show, this is what I want. Please make it happen. However, though, this was announced during Sony's E3 presentation. It should be warning sign number one. So it looks like the game is actually going to be backed by Sony anyway. Considering the original games cost around $70 million, and that was back in 1999. This should be a little bit of a whoa. So most of this kind of ties into pre-order bonuses, and that's what a lot of things are kind of... That's why people are kind of pissy about this. Now, the site in which I'm reading this is Forbes.com, and the guy had reached out to the Shenmue developers and Sony, but received no comment. But it's weird, though. Like, why they're asking for this kind of money, because the fact that Sony knows this is going to sell, but I guess they're kind of doing this as sort of a... It's almost like you're paying to take a survey, as in, here's my interest, I would like to purchase this, please, here's X amount of dollars. And three or four people had taken up at the $10,000 backer level. I want you to think about that. For $10,000, you backed a video game. Now, admittedly, would I do that? Yeah, if I could get myself as a minor character in a Mass Effect, hell, if you could put me as a squad mate... Yeah, here's 10 grand, my soul, my firstborn. Hell, have my left testicle at this point. So someone did this, they got the Ryo jacket. Another one was you get to fly to Japan and have dinner with these guys. Which is kind of cool, but then again, for $25,000, you can hang out with Nathan Fillion and Alan Tudyk on their birthday and go to an amusement park. I'm thinking I'd do the amusement park for 25 G's. But anyway. So, yeah, just the fact that this shattered Kickstarter records, though not the $1 million one. That was actually done by the Pebble Watch, which I think did it in something like 45 minutes. Jesus friggin'. That's astounding. But still, the fact that Shenmue 3 is happening, I think that's really cool. Some of the other stretch goals include more mini-games, a skill tree, an additional quest, a battle event, whatever the hell that means, and a character perspective system. Well, you know what? It's certainly not Mass Effect. I'll probably play it. I will. at some point check it out. Actually, I'm pretty sure I have Shenmue 2 for the Xbox here somewhere. I'm just looking on my shelf. Yeah, it's probably hiding behind the ODST. But anyway, so there's that. Now, this is surprising. This comes out of Warner Brothers and Project Triforce. Project Triforce, they're a company where I've reviewed, if you remember a couple years ago, they sent me that big polystone Lancer worth like a grand a couple of years ago. Very, very, very kick-ass. And these guys have done stuff for Batman before. They created like that huge Batarang, the Riddler Trophy, some pretty cool shit. So they were supposed to create a Batmobile statue for Batman Arkham Knight, which comes out on Tuesday. And it looked awesome. I was actually going to pre-order this one, but it was sold out by the time I got the Best Buy. Well, good thing for me, because evidently this version has been canceled. And here is a statement from Warner Brothers. Dear Batman Arkham fans, we regret to inform you that we are unable to release the Batmobile Collector's Edition of Batman Arkham Knight due to unforeseen circumstances that greatly compromise the quality of this extremely limited run of product. We are deeply apologetic for this unfortunate outcome. If you did pre-order, blah, 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 blah. Now, evidently, there were some problems during manufacturing with this thing. I can't find anything more about it, but that really sucks. However, there is some good news about this. As you guys know, exclusive content is splattered all over this thing like a shotgun blast. So, the exclusive content won't be just exclusive to pre-order people. Through the 6 months of additional Batman Arkham Knight content, Premium and Seasons Pass owners will receive all in-game content that is offered through various retail pre-order incentives. This includes the Harley Quinn and Red Hood story packs, as well as any Batmobile booster packs that were available as early bonuses for pre-order of the game. For those that didn't receive the content with their game, these items will become available when their respective exclusivity windows expire in August/September. So, too long, didn't read. Premium Edition and Seasons Pass will receive all the retail exclusive DLC as soon as the early access periods expire. I'm a big fan of this because I had to hunt down. You wouldn't believe how much trouble I went through to get some of the pre-order DLC for Metal Gear Rising Revengeance. I think it was the Best Buy one that took me forever to get a hold of. In terms of like, I think it was like a pre-order suit or something. See, I don't even remember. Another one that took me a while to get all the stuff, and thank God I've got good friends in really, really, really good places, was Splinter Cell Blacklist. I'm not a huge fan of whenever they're super retail exclusive. See, I'm okay if it's like GameStop gets something exclusive. Okay, that makes sense. Best Buy gets something exclusive. But if Target, fucking Walmart, Game, I don't know, like, is Circuit City a thing? I don't know. But, you know, that's kind of a pain in the ass. So I'm glad they do eventually have this happen sometime down the road. There was one thing I would that didn't become exclusive, or at least to Xbox 360 owners, surprisingly. If you think back to Mass Effect 2, GameStop had something called the Terminus Armor and the Singularity Gun, otherwise known as the Black Hole Projector. You couldn't buy that. That was only available as a pre-order bonus from GameStop. And I got one, luckily, but it was long story short, I finally got it to work on my Xbox 360 after a while because it was locked to a different account. But anyway. Yet, PS3 owners could buy that. But Xbox 360 couldn't. So I found that just a little bit weird. But anyhow. So yeah, that sucks if you pre-ordered Batman the Batmobile. However, though, they're giving you $20 to go towards the other edition. I actually got the collector's edition with the statue. See, Batman is one of the few games I actually try and get the special editions for. I don't have the Batman Arkham Origins one. I may go track that down one at some point, but I'm not holding my breath exactly for it. So, all right, let's talk about more bad news. I'm afraid I got more bad news. We are in the stages of the sixth mass extinction. You might be saying, well, what the fuck does that mean? Allow me to explain. Okay, so the Earth is 4.5 billion years old since the creation of our star and the solar system and all sorts of stellar mechanics. Awesome, right? However, though, events in our history have gone through various changes. Obviously, the one big extinction you're familiar with is when the dinosaurs died off, when the asteroid hit the planet. There is also a mega volcano that happened way, way back when, which screwed up the atmosphere. There's even been speculation as to whether a gamma ray burst had hit Earth billions of years ago and killed off more than 75% of the species on the planet. So a mass extinction is technically where 75% of species on the planet go extinct in a million years or less. Things aren't looking good. In a study that was published in Science Advances, we're suffering extremely elevated levels of species loss. And it's not just the odd tree frog or cockroach or maybe a fish dies off. Because you think it ripples. It's like dropping a pebble in a pond. It ripples. Basically, let's say... Actually, I'm going to give you the example from the article. Let's say a tree frog goes extinct. The bird who eats that goes extinct, which means the cat who eats the bird goes extinct, and so on and so forth. And before you know it, it eventually ends up to us at some point. The authors of the study, I'm actually going to read you the two big blocks of text here, so you can kind of grab this totally. The loss of biodiversity is one of the most critical current environmental problems, threatening valuable ecosystem services and human well-being. A growing body of evidence indicates that the current species extinction rates are higher than the pre-human background rate, with hundreds of anthropogenic vertebrate extinctions documented in prehistoric and historic times. It goes on that they got vast amounts of data to start backing this kind of stuff up. And you can correlate this with human activities. We assess, using extremely conservative assumptions, whether human activities are causing a mass extinction. First, we use a recent estimate of a background extinction, or sorry, of a background rate of 2 mammal extinctions per 10,000 species per 100 years, which is twice as high as widely used previous estimates. We then compare this rate with the current rate of mammal and vertebrate extinctions. The latter is conservatively low because listing a species as extinct requires meeting stringent criteria. Even under our assumptions, which tend to minimize evidence of an incipient mass extinction, the average rate of vertebrate species loss over the last century is up to 114 times higher than the background rate. Under the 2/E, basically 2 mammals per 100 years, background rate, the number of species that have gone extinct in the last century would have taken, depending on the vertebrate taxon, between 800 and 10,000 years to disappear. These estimates reveal an exceptionally rapid loss of biodiversity over the last few centuries, indicating that a 6th mass extinction is already underway. Averting a dramatic decay of biodiversity and subsequent loss of ecosystem services is still possible through intensified conservation efforts, but that window of opportunity is rapidly closing. This is going to suck. And I'm obviously not an alarmist in that regard, like, oh my god, the sky's falling. But in the fact that this is going to be a big trouble in like 50 to 100 years, if not, you know, a little bit sooner than that, because eventually that's going to start affecting food chains. That's going to start affecting other things that we kind of depend on. And considering all the crap we dump in the oceans and all the pollutants in the sky, it's kind of time for us to start taking things just a little bit more seriously than what we probably are. I'm just saying, guys. But yeah, that's something you should know. It's interesting because this will be a point, hopefully someday our future generations will look back on and say, well, they got through the 6th mass extinction, now what? Sort of thing. So hopefully terraforming will get us off this rock before we all die. Moving on to, you know what, I actually consider this kind of good news. This week in Boston, the new Ghostbusters movie started filming. Yay! And there's been a couple of pictures from set. We've seen Kristen Wiig. We've seen Melissa McCarthy. I guess Melissa McCarthy kind of looks like me. She may be playing the kind of like Egon-type character. I can't remember the name of the woman in the punk rock-ish outfit, but she might be Rey-ish. And Kristen Wiig seems to be the Venkman, very straight-laced character. But, you know. Anyway, a classic Ghostbuster says, you know what? This looks okay. Dan Aykroyd, love Dan Aykroyd, he says it's going to be hot, and he's now a cheerleader for the franchise. This new one's going to be big. The interplay with each of them, their individual voices are so well-defined. They're just such different characters, and there's a friction. There's a dynamic there. I'm not going to spoil it for people, but it's going to be big. Big. This is going to introduce the franchise to a whole new generation of girls that are going to want to be Ghostbusters. We always needed them. It also turns out that Emma Stone was actually offered a role in this, and she turned it down because she didn't want to commit to a franchise. She says in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, the script is really funny. It just didn't feel like it was the right time for me. A franchise is a big commitment. It's a whole thing. I think maybe I need a minute before I dive back into that water. And I could see her feeling kind of burned from the Spider-Man movies. But then again, it's not like she would have been a part of the Amazing Spider-Man 3. Well, I guess maybe in flashbacks, but either way. But yeah, the fact that Dan Aykroyd's talking about it in this light, you know what? I'm kind of okay with that. I'd like to hear what Bill Murray has to say, and I'd like to hear what Ernie Hudson has to say once they see a little bit more. In fact, I'd be very curious to see if they've actually seen the script to this type of stuff. So I guess we'll kind of wait and see what happens with that further on down the road. Finally, I got some good news for you. Cancer, HIV, and Ebola, and SARS, and MERS, totally gone. That's right. The glorious leader, Kim Jong-un, has found a cure called Kumdang 2. And it comes from, allegedly, from using fertilizer, rare earth elements, gold, and platinum. And it solves every health problem with a single injection. Evidently, millions of patients have been feeling good. 56% of them have said that, you know, their cancers or their AIDS or whatever, it's gone, totally gone. Whereas 44% have said, oh, there's been a marketed improvement in how they do things. Wow. Now, obviously, this is propaganda coming out of North Korea. This is kind of hilarious. Supposedly, they're saying this is to troll South Korea because they're dealing with an outbreak of MERS, which is Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. Not very cool. A lot of people are dying from this, actually. So there are no published clinical trials of this miracle drug. So they say you'll just have to rely on the opinions of millions of patients, all of which have been collected over the last 23 years since May 1989. Now, my math sucks, but I'm assuring you that was not 23 years ago. Let's do some quick math here. So it's 2015, and 23 years would be in 1992. So when Crystal Pepsi was still on the fucking shelves, that's when they were curing AIDS, just so you know. So anyway, guys, that's going to be the Nerd News Network for this week. Next week, I'm going to have a review of actually a pretty cool thing I got sent by Best Buy. It's this thing called the Mondo Steelbooks, and they're kind of like classic movies with updated artwork. I don't know whether they have updated special features yet, but I am going to take a look at it. The one they sent me is Dread, and it actually does look pretty cool. It looks like the 2080s style artwork for it. Also, like I said, Simpsons topic show coming up right at the very end of the month. I'm guessing it might be a few days late due to Canada Day, but I'm not 100% sure. And if you guys haven't caught it, I'm going to be at Con Bravo this year. I'm possibly doing three panels. I'm doing one with Linkara on the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'm also going to be doing one with Jamie from the Prototype talking about Ninja Turtles. We're actually going to have a pizza party in there. And I'm going to do one on role-playing games where I might involve some of the past and present Terrible Warriors. So anyway, guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard and have yourself a safe and awesome weekend.
Want to see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show.
So don't miss it. What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my God, there's snot on my face. And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub, and I'm not a join. Not a join. What the f*** does that mean? F*** that. 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with a shat f***.
Okay, I'm good. Geico. Holy shit. Oh my gosh, freak, die, holy crap, whoa, where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random, I don't know, maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content, as well subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by @replying to @thisweekingeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Pronobozo at pronobozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Technology Truths, brought to you by Geico.
Technology Truths.
Truth. Teenagers can communicate entirely in emojis.
How was the birthday party? Pizza slice, kitten, soccer ball, pineapple?
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at Geico.com.
What are you talking about? Paperclip, shoulder shrug, high five, wizard hat? What?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.